You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, police in New York City found a sheep running loose in Brooklyn.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. So you're saying the sheep was on the lamb? Or are you saying there's mutton to see here? Move away. What are you doing? You making something out of mutton?
I see what you're doing.
What are you doing? These are all the
jokes
I've got.
Here's what I'm saying. Then the sheep was the only one who could get around the damn traffic in Brooklyn, which is awful.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Traffic's awful in all big cities, Mike. All big cities.
No, Tony, it is, but it's worse.
All big cities.
In Brooklyn, around that basketball arena, trust me, I've been there.
Yeah.
I'd rather walk the Brooklyn Bridge than try to drive across it.
Fine, don't go there. Go to the Garden. It's better. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Cavs are hot. Clayton Kershaw wants back, and Jeff Saturday joins us for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with a big attraction in Las Vegas tonight. Spoiler alert, it's not the Super Bowl walk-up. It's the Edmonton Oilers trying to tie the all-time NHL record of 17 wins in a row against the defending Stanley Cup champs, the Vegas Golden Knights. Wilbon, do you like Edmonton's chances to tie the record tonight?
Not really, Tony. And I like what I'm hearing from the Edmonton camp, where coach and players are quoted as saying, hey, you know, this is probably what we needed. I know the coach in particular has talked about his team playing just well enough to eke out some wins before the break, but they weren't playing all that well. And the rest right now give them some strong legs and they can sort of recharge. I love that. I love that positioning. But, Tony, I've been, you know, I did something. I went to see the opening of a game in Vegas. I didn't even stay for the game. I just wanted to see because I've heard about it. And it's a show. It's a show worthy of Las Vegas. It's great. And after that, if you stay for the game, there's a great home ice advantage that they have in Las Vegas. And so Edmonton's got to go against that. Look, I'm rooting for Edmonton and Toronto. That's what I do. I root for Edmonton and Toronto. I want to see those two teams face each other in the Stanley Cup final. That's what I want. And I'd love to see this record be taken as well. But Tony, I don't know. I think that Vegas has a real advantage emotionally, and maybe even just tactically going into this game tonight.
I should probably not say a word here because I agree with everything that you've said. And I too want Edmonton to win. But this has been a really long layoff, Mike. They haven't played hockey in 9 days. Edmonton hasn't played in 9 days. They are walking into an atmosphere that is particularly hostile. And they're playing a quality team. These are the defending Stanley Cup champions. I want to get a couple of numbers here. That their home record is 18-5-2. Mike, I think what happens if you have a 9-day layoff, you go back to square one. And if you have relatively equal teams and you go back to square one, you have to favor the home team, particularly with that
this
record.
Home team,
and again, I would love to see Edmonton win the game.
Me too.
But I think this is a hard ask. I think this is a hard ask after.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm a momentum guy, and there's no momentum here. You've sat out for 9 days.
We said that when they went to the break, with the break help or hurt, and I thought, no, it eliminates the momentum. This is, you know, Tony, this is cool to see the NHL have sort of a marquee event like this. I guess some people will care that it's in Vegas because the Super Bowl's here. I just like seeing these two teams play. And in that arena, with that show, and the way they set off every home game, that's going to be a cool thing to see tonight.
You realize, Mike, that Edmonton has 5 fewer points this year than Vegas. I mean, Vegas has played 5 more games, but even with this winning streak, Vegas is ahead of them. So.
And it would be something of an upset still if Edmonton is to win that game. Well, there were some noteworthy results in the NBA last night, which we'll get to now. The Cavaliers trounced the Kings for Cleveland's sixth straight win, moving the Cavs in the second in the East, Tony, behind Boston. The Clippers moved ahead of the Nuggets in the West with their ninth win in the last 10 games. The Lakers won their third straight in Charlotte to finish their road trip 4-2, and the Warriors beat the Nets with Steve Kerr replacing Klay Thompson with rookie Gui Santos down the stretch. Tom, which result is the most intriguing to you from last night?
The most intriguing thing to me is not a result. If you insist that I give you a result, I will say the Lakers, because even though Charlotte is not a particularly good team, they've won three in a row on the road, and two of those teams were the Knicks and the Celtics. But the most noteworthy thing that happened last night to me was that Klay Thompson was not out there in money time. Klay Thompson sat out the last 7-19 of a close game. It's the second time, I believe, in three games that that has happened. And that is a coaching decision, boys and girls. There's no other way to look at it. Klay Thompson is a Hall of Famer. And he has to sit there and watch as somebody named Gui Santos, I believe, from the G League recently, takes his time. That's got to be a bitter pill to swallow. It feels like, Mike, that two roads have diverged here. Yeah. You know, we haven't seen this with Steph Curry because he recently got 60 and he's shooting almost as well as he has for his entire career. But Thompson is not. Thompson is down to, let me get the numbers correctly, 41.5 from the field, the lowest of his career, and 37.1 from three, the lowest of his career. He's a shooter. If he's not shooting well, what's he doing out there? And the answer is he's not out there.
Yeah, Tony, it makes me sad. The most noteworthy thing from last night is just what you outlined. And I admit it bothers me. It bothered me to see the postgame with Klay Thompson, great as he is, great. Klay Thompson's one of the great players of all time. And if you play for some more mediocre team, he'd average 30, because he can do that. Tony, to see him that vulnerable in the postgame locker room was tough to watch. I know Klay Thompson. I love Klay Thompson. I've loved covering him. I've loved interacting with him. I love his professionalism. He's going through something after all these injuries now with this. He wants a new contract. Who knows what he'll get? It's not good, Tony. And I know all the great ones go out this way. And Klay Thompson's got tens and tens and tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars out of this career. And he's going to the Hall of Fame. And he's got four rings. So, okay, we're not going to weep.
That's right.
But I felt
That's
bad.
Right. That's
but
right.
From a basketball standpoint, let me go quickly to the Cleveland Cavaliers, Tony, who've had the best defense in the NBA the last 2 months, a top five offense during this 14 out of 15 game run. And Tony, they got a terrific backcourt that may propel them to a level that I don't think we saw. We've been concentrating on Milwaukee, who's here in Phoenix behind me tonight. I'm going to see them in person. And we talk about Philly and Embiid's down. Cleveland, we talk about the Knicks, who've been hot too. Cleveland, Tony, Cleveland's got something going on without LeBron James. When have we been able to say that? Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell,
years,
I should credit
long
specifically.
Time. Long we time. Move now to college football. According to Rich Thompson at the Boston Herald, native Bostonian Bill O'Brien, who just last month took the job as offensive coordinator at Ohio State, is close to leaving that job to become the head coach at Boston College. Will Bond, this raises this question. Is it better to be the offensive coordinator at Ohio State or the head coach at BC?
Well, if you're native Bostonian, native New England guy, better to have the BC head coaching job. And I know BC is not, it's a Power Five school. It's not up there with Ohio State going to preferred New Year's Day games and playoff games in the CFP. I get that. But Boston College is a big time program, and particularly in New England. And Bill O'Brien's from there. And Bill O'Brien has built places. He's won at tough places. He won in the NFL in Houston. He went to Penn State That's after right. major scandal and was able to put together a winning record there. No, Bill O'Brien knows the landscape of football, all of it, college and pro, and what he wants to do. And why does he need to be an assistant coach at Ohio State when he can run his own deal? Where he's from? The answer is Boston College.
Yeah. It's an interesting question because there are a lot of things at play. One of the things at play to me is if Ohio State loses one more time to Michigan, it's likely to me that Ryan Day will get fired. And I think that Bill O'Brien would be swept out with that. As you say, there's the lure of home. There's the lure of being a head coach. Let me get his record at Penn State. He was 15-9 right after Jerry Sandusky. That's a tremendous accomplishment.
Amazing.
He went to Houston in the NFL, and he went to the playoffs four times. He was 52-48 there. This is a big coup, it seems to me, for Boston College. Is Boston College a good place right now? Is it a preferred landing spot right now? Absolutely not. They haven't won more than seven games since 2009. But if Bill O'Brien goes there and resurrects that program, he can go anywhere. Or because he's 54 now, maybe he says, I want to be home for the rest of my life. I'm going to do 15 years at Boston College.
Yeah.
And Mike, there's in the ACC, there are three schools that I think could be better and should be better than they are. BC, Syracuse, and Pitt. And they obviously are the Big East schools. The ACC is winnable. It's not the SEC. It's not the Big Ten. It's winnable in 2 years. Let's take a break. Coming up, is the Niners' soft practice field a legitimate issue? We're going to ask Jeff Saturday.
We'll also ask him whether he sees the holding that Nick Bosa sees along the Chiefs' offensive line. They hold a lot.
Mike, it's the fork in the road for Klay Thompson. It is. You can't look at it any other way.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's Super Bowl week. We figured it might be nice to have someone who's actually won one, our great friend Jeff Saturday. Let me consult the notes for the first question here. The 49ers have reportedly felt that their NFL installed practice field is too soft. Do you see a field that is too soft as a big issue, a little issue, or no issue at all?
It's a massive issue. Listen, I'll tell you, a soft field, that is a dangerous field. Anytime that you, when you go to step and you feel your foot giving, you got to think all the cuts these guys are making, it is not something you want. And you feel like your feet get stuck, whether you're an offensive lineman, a receiver, a running back, and all of a sudden you're going one direction, your foot stuck in the other. It is a massive deal, and I don't know how it all fell apart the way it did, but I can completely understand their frustration because that is the worst of all the conditions. That's the worst one you want to hear.
Wow. See, Tony, we just got some education
from Mr.
Saturday. Absolutely. I would have thought the opposite, but good to learn.
Right. Now that's good to hear from Jeff. I got to ask you about Nick Bosa's short-to-the-point description. Short and to the point description of Kansas City's offensive line play, in which he said they hold a lot. Jeff, to me, you could accuse any offensive line of that, but when you look at the Chiefs' line, is that what you see?
Well, you know who you can accuse that of? Anybody who's not going to make an NFL team, because if you ain't holding, you ain't making an NFL team. So Bosa, anybody else upset about it, you, like the great Howard Mudd once said, you got thumbs to grab beep, so you better grab it. So whatever, Sunday, you better grab jerseys, grab people, because the dude behind you makes a whole lot of money, and you better protect him. So you got to, hey, I don't blame him for holding. I ain't mad at him. And I love that defensive linemen always want to talk. They hold us all the time. They grab us, pull us, yank us. They run their little pass games. They run linebackers through. They grab us and let a blitzer come free. I don't want to hear about it, man. Hey, if you don't get called, it ain't holding. If we ain't cheating, we ain't trying. No excuses, no explanations. Let's go play ball.
Speaking of no excuses, which may not be. I love Howard Mudd. There's always this great Howard Mudd stories. The Chiefs left guard and first team all pro. Joe Tooney's battling that pec injury, and he says he's taking it day by day. Jeff, I mean, how hard is that to play with? What do you expect? I'm sure you've been through something like that during your long career. Give us a sense of what's going on there.
This is not one you can really kind of push through. You know, you always hear about, like, guys being hurt or injured. This is an injury, right? Like, this is one that it's such a difficult thing to try to push. So every time as an offensive lineman that you grab a guy by his shoulder pads, it's basically a bench press or you're trying to pull him to you. But either way, your pec is going to be engaged. When you go to run block a guy and grab him, you're trying to push him off of you or push by him to rip to go get to a linebacker. All that is using your pec. And if it's biting every time you do it or it grabs or it's weak or you feel it, it's just one of those things that you can't really overcome. And I appreciate the toughness of Tooney. I think if he can, he will play. But if it's a significant tear, there's just no way to overcome that one. You lose power. You lose effectiveness. A guy's going to run you over. And the last thing you want to do is give a short, you know, give a short way to Patrick Mahomes. You don't want that to happen. So, yeah, I hate it for him, but I just don't see that one going Tooney's way.
It's really something to get the perspective of someone who played the position that you do. I mean, you know, we always talk about receivers and quarterbacks. Offensive line, this orientation is really wonderful. We'll get you out of here on this. We're 5 days out. Which way are you leaning now, Jeff? Who do you think is going to win?
I'm leaning a little bit towards San Fran, but I'll put this with the caveat. If they stick to what they do exceptionally well, if they get into their bigger personnel, right, two tight ends, two backs, or, you know, when with Juszczyk coming in there, and get physical and run downhill at the Chiefs. Like the Ravens played right into Kansas City's strengths, right? They 6 DBs, 5 DBs, try to throw it around. They're too fast. You're not going to be able to be, you know, sideline to sideline. You got to go run at them. McCaffrey is a much more physical back than people give him credit for. But the problem is you got to stay patient and you got to stick to what you do. Too many coaches get thrown off in their game plan. If Mahomes and they get up 10, do you abandon the run game? You can't. Like their big plays can come from the run and then big play action after that. Trust that game plan. And that's why I give them a slight edge in this game. Again, it's a pick 'em for me. But that's where I am. That's where I'm leaning right now.
Thanks as always, Jeff. Thanks so
much. Appreciate it, Jeff. Thank you.
Appreciate you, fellas.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, Clayton Kershaw is not done yet.
And did we learn anything meaningful from the Sixers update on Joel Embiid's knee injury? It's not about learning. It's about recovery.
It really takes a long time.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Happy time, people. Happy 22nd birthday tomorrow, Shedeur Sanders, Deion's quarterback son. To differentiate Shedeur from Shiloh, Deion's safety son. Shedeur is staying at Colorado and playing for his father one more year instead of entering the NFL draft. Shedeur was a sensation early last season when Colorado was a sensation. In Colorado's 3-0 start, Sanders had 10 touchdown passes, one interception, completed 78% of his passes for 1,251 yards. He finished the season with 27 touchdowns and 3 interceptions and also sustained a broken back. Sanders hooked up with Caleb Williams in a game that USC won 48-41. Sanders went 30 for 45, 371 yards, 4 touchdowns and an interception. Williams went 30 for 40, 403 yards, 6 touchdowns and an interception. Wow.
Yeah, Tony, that was an amazing game, which I got to see at least the second half of. But Shedeur Sanders, look, this is a top-heavy draft for quarterbacks. He can go back, get better, play for his dad, get into a draft. It can't be this top-heavy with quarterbacks next year. It just seems like a good decision all the way around. I can't wait to watch him. I'm glad we're going to start the season. Unlike college men's basketball, where you don't know anybody, we're going to know Shedeur Sanders when the college football season starts in September.
Not so happy anniversary, Andy Reid. On this day 19 years ago, the Patriots became the second NFL team to win 3 Super Bowls in 4 years by beating Reid and the Eagles in Reid's only trip to the Super Bowl with Philadelphia. The Eagles got their revenge on the Patriots in 2018, but Reid had to wait for his Super Bowl ring as a head coach until 2020 with the Chiefs. This Sunday, Reid has the chance to become just the 5th coach ever to win 3 Super Bowls. He would join Bill Belichick with 6, Chuck Knoll with 4, and Bill Walsh and Joe Gibbs with 3. Belichick appeared in 9 Super Bowls. Don Shula's been to 6. Reid now joins Tom Landry for 3rd all-time in Super Bowl appearances with 5.
Out of all those coaches you just mentioned, is Reid the only one to do commercials? You like Reid in the State Farm commercials? I don't know. I like Andy Reid. And, you know, he's got that little smile, that little curled up lip when he's smiling on a State Farm commercial. But those other guys, none of them did commercials, did they? No Gibbs, no Shula, no Landry.
It's a long time ago.
Belichick.
I don't remember. It's a long time ago. I like Reid in commercials. I do. Okay. Happy trails to Bobby Witt Jr. leaving Kansas City anytime soon. The 23-year-old rising star shortstop signed an 11-year deal to stay in Kansas City for $288.8 million, a huge contract for someone so young. The contract includes opt-outs for Witt after the 7th year and beyond, and allows Kansas City to extend it for 3 more years and $89 million more. Witt hit .276 last year, 30 home runs, 49 stolen bases, and you're forgiven if all this reminds you of Fernando Tatis Jr. signing with the Padres. Witt, whose father was a major league pitcher for 16 seasons, was the number 2 draft pick in 2019. He's already beloved in Kansas City, where he plays for manager Matt Quatraro and for ambitious owner John Sherman.
Well, it certainly seems like Witt would be around to play in the new stadium in Kansas City if that thing is built. They're talking about moving downtown, Tony, moving out of that complex with Arrowhead. That's kind of weird because Kauffman Stadium's beautiful.
Quick to the big finish, if we could. Joel Embiid had a left meniscus procedure today. Will be reevaluated in 4 weeks. Your thoughts?
Tony, the absence is going to be a whole lot longer than 4 weeks. People need to be practical about this. The Dodgers reached agreement with Clayton Kershaw to return. Is that a big deal?
Yeah, he'll be out for the first half of the year after surgery. But he's an all-timer. He's there with Koufax and Drysdale. Dartmouth's basketball team won the right to unionize. Is that significant?
Yeah, Dartmouth will reportedly appeal the ruling. Yes, it's significant. This is the new way, the direction of college sports. And it's undeniable. And it was an assist to Northwestern's kids years ago. The Eagles will open their season in Brazil the day after the NFL's Thursday night season opener. You like that?
It's fine. They're trying to market their product around the world. I agree with it. Last one, Bucks at Suns tonight. Who you got?
Ooh, Tony, Doc Rivers 1-3 trying to improve that market. The Bucks head coach. The Suns need to get moving. I got a seat. That's what I got.
We're out of time. We will try and do better the next time. Happy birthday, Ron DiGiovanni.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.